This weekend, Butterflies in Northeast Philadelphia will get a piano serenade. A local classical pianist named Lance Wiseman will perform a program of music inspired by bugs, and he'll do it inside the Butterfly Pavilion of the Insectarium in the Holmesburg neighborhood. That 7,000-square-foot pavilion is kept at 80 degrees year-round with high humidity, all for the comfort of its thousands of butterflies. I met with Wiseman inside that pavilion to ask why this is a good idea.
Do you see this as a good place to perform music? It's really designed for butterflies. It's very hot, very humid.
I was shocked at first that anybody was thinking of doing a concert in an insectarium, and I was very confused. But, you know, as I sit here and look over the place and get used to it more, I think maybe it's a pretty good idea after all.
Why? How come?
I think it's novel, and the whole idea of why we're doing what we're doing is to try to attract a younger audience to the music of the great masters, and I think this is something that's fun and novel.
So you're bookending the program with Cole Porter, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. Why'd you choose that song?
Because out of all of the songs I chose, there's about 20 of them, they all have to do at least vaguely with insects. This is the one that addresses the most different insects in the song, in the lyrics. Even Locusts in the Trees is the last one.
Programmed 20 songs in this roughly hour-long concert, all very short. I mean, so you're blazing through a lot of material in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make the concert light because I don't want people to have to sit through long pieces to worry about these long sonata movements where they have to worry where the theme comes back or otherwise they don't understand what they're listening to before they got a chance to ask the question, where's the theme? The pieces ended already. They're about 3 minutes each.
When I think about music that's about insects, I think one of the first things people think of is Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yes.
Because it's so iconic. It's such a recognizable sound, and it kind of sounds like a bumblebee.
I think when you're trying to keep to the theme of music that's either directly or loosely related to insects, the music will end up sounding like a particular insect. For instance, a tarantella and is a type of spider. Certainly a lot of butterfly pieces by Grieg and Chopin and so forth.
Fly the Bumblebee is kind of a workout. Your fingers have to be well lubed.
Yeah, it's a very specific technique. Every piece is hard in its own way.
When you programmed these 20 numbers, you were concerned about a mood. You're not just taking people through a butterfly's experience or a garden, but you're taking them through an emotional journey.
That's right. And I do this on every concert. I try to have a variety of moods and to present the right mood at the right time. If you just heard a very lively piece like The Flight of the Bumblebees, a really wild piece, maybe you want something soft or slow or relaxing.
I'm assuming that's one of the reasons why you program Clair de Lune, the Debussy.
Yes.
It's going into evening. It's a garden entering evening.
This is the point where butterflies, this is the point at which we stop flapping our wings and we sit on a little pod and it's the evening.
So when this concert happens on Saturday, There'll be a lot of people here, and they'll all be listening to you. I'm wondering if, while you're playing, if you also consider the butterflies that are in the room with you. Are you playing for them?
Well, to tell you the truth, there's so many notes to watch out for, and then there's a technique and to worry about, am I doing the right shading here and the right phrasing? What I'm really thinking of is the music. But, you know, then again, at the concert, I'll be playing for a little bit over an hour of actual music, and I'm sure somewhere way before the middle, I'll be thinking about the butterflies, too.
I'm talking to Lance Wiseman. He'll be performing a concert of garden and insect-inspired music here in the Butterfly Pavilion at the Insectarium. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.